Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah. Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, with more.
Christ,
only
in
Jesus, only in Jesus.
More than a miracle,
more than a miracle,
and
more than
life.
Don't you know it made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus,
I
love
you.
Make it if you try,
yeah. Just remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, he can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be it morning, noon, or night.
I'm your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today.
If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. It's black as three midnights outside. That means that fall and autumn and winter is right up on us, but it's going to be a beautiful day. And I hope that it is a beautiful day where you are. We do appreciate each one of you who are on this call, who continue to stay, even though sometimes we have some difficulties, you just keep on hanging in there. And we certainly do appreciate that. As has been mentioned before, you know, invite some other people to come and be a part of our service on today. I know you. I always know what's going on. I know that when you get up in the morning, this may not be a real good day for you, but I'm glad you got up anyway. And we always try on this program to turn it into a positive day, something that you can deal with. I have been trying to get Melvin Hampton, who is down in Trenton, Tennessee. We were roommates, and we were also real good friends with Lee Rob Matlock. We was all in school about the same time. Great gospel preacher. If Brother Matlock was alive today, he would use every opportunity, every media, TV, radio. He would be on every one of them. The reason why I know is because back in the 80s, he was already on television in Detroit. Had a television program. He was before his time, really. How he used the media back then. Most of us still have not even used YouTube nowadays. But Brother Leroy Madeline would burn that up. He used every media there was. And Brother Hampton and I was roommates in Memphis School of Preaching. We were all down there at the same time. A lot of the faculty members and everything respected Brother Leroy Madeline and also Brother Hampton and all. Sister Daniel, do you see a 4678, Brother Hampton? 4687. Brother Hampton was supposed to be. I was going to just say good morning to him. He's down in Trenton, and it's 6 o'clock down there. And if he's on the program, we sure appreciate him getting up that early. He's in the same area as Brother Jones, Roger Jones, who comes on Mondays. Brother Roger Jones comes on Mondays at 7 o'clock for us, but it's 6 o'clock for them down in that area. And so we're just hoping that he's listening to the program today. And if he is, all you have to do is just press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone, and I can say good morning to you. If not, after the program, I will call him and see what the situation was. But anyway, we were all together, Leroy Matlock and Brother Melvin Hampton. We were all in school together. And I was in Detroit one time for a gospel meeting down around Inkster, down there with Jimmy Rose. And Matlock had invited me to be a part of his television program. Way back in the early '80s, and we have had a good program. And as I said before, he was pretty serious about this evangelistic thing. He really was. If you wanted somebody to preach you a good evangelistic sermon, Brother Leroy Manning. Now, and the good thing about that was, that was back in the 70s. We graduated in 1979 from Memphis School of Preaching. And from that time on, we were always good friends. We always kept in touch. Whenever they had a meeting once a year, we'd go back down there for a lectureship once a year. Matlock would always show up very faithful to that school. And that's the kind of relationship that we had. Then later on in the years, when I started having this program and everything from the Grace Nurture program, then Patrick Madlock was on, and I'm thinking, that name sounds familiar, and I wonder if he is his son, and certainly it turned out to be. And I have a lot of admiration for that family. They have been so faithful down through the years, and coming from Florida and all the way back to Michigan right now, he and his wife and his daughter, I'm hoping that she's doing well. I think she's down in Louisiana somewhere in school. I know she's doing well, and she's going to be a real good contribution to our society when she gets out. And I know that Patrick is doing a fantastic job at that congregation, and they're just very fortunate to have him to be in that particular position. And so we'll talk to Brother Hamilton at another time on this program. But in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 15, as you know, down through the years, I've always been a songster or singer and preaching. When I was in a gospel meeting, I would sing for 30 minutes or 35 minutes every night, and then I'd preach for 35 minutes or something like that right after that every night. And so I have always loved singing. But in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 15, by him, therefore, let us offer up sacrifices to God continuously, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 12, saying, I will declare thy name among the brethren, and in the midst of the church I will sing praises unto thee. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 16, he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly with all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. I've always, most people are not keyed into singing. Now, I've gone to a few congregations where singing was the top notch in their service. I mean, whenever the song leader would even just think about starting a song, the congregation would just take that song and go on and just sing that song. I'm telling you, I've been in some situations like that, but I would say the majority of churches I've been in, song service is very lacking. It's almost on the back burner. They act like that it's not even a part of the service. And so I mentioned a couple of times what singing was not. Singing is not crowd control to get the audience to sit down and to settle down. Or singing is not to just a fill-in song, like a lull when there's a little lull in the service. And singing is not just a song just before prayer, and I got sick of that. Now, Brother Bush, I'll just leave us in two songs and a prayer. No singing is part of service. That day you may feel three songs. Sometimes when you come, if you were to come to Smyrna, if you come to Central Church of Christ, you're going to get at least 25 or 30 minutes of singing. That's what I do. That's the way this thing rolls. And so this two songs thing, no, sometimes it don't even lead you into worship. It don't even lead you into the mindset. But worship is just as important as preaching, as communion, and as in our giving. We are to glorify God in our singing. We are to express our gratitude to God. We are to take each other to a higher level in our singing. And we are to ensure that this church expresses the proper respect to God in our singing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 15, he says, what then? I will sing with the Spirit, and I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Singing is a part of worship. I can remember singing, when we talk about singing, worship is reverence paid to a divine being. That very first song, don't come straggling in 15 minutes later and distracting everybody else, distracting the song. I can remember churches, they would not let you in the door if they were praying. But right after that, if you started a song, they just let the whole audience just come busting right on in. And I've always thought that was sort of strange that would happen, that we would think that prayer was the most important thing that we do at worship, and it is not. it is just as important as our preaching and as our singing. And they let 15, 20 people just come walking right in the middle of a song where we're trying. And that's what I'm thinking. That's what people think. They think that's what the song is for, is to let the latecomers come in. But God's house is a house of worship. God's house is a house of singing. And God's house is a house of salvation. The Old Testament concept of worship was the act of adoration using all forms of posture. And one thing that we've said about two things. One, one is when we talk about prayer, I can remember when old men would be asked to pray and they would get up out of their seats, kneel down beside that seat, and they would pray. But what we say about prayer is God bound the prayer. Listen to what I'm saying. He bound the prayer, but he loosed the posture. It don't make no difference what posture you're in. You can stand, you can sit, you can kneel down on your knees and the thing. So if you try to make somebody do it, well, why don't you get on your knees? No, he bound the prayer, but he loosed the posture. The same thing we say with the communion. I still know some churches that do one cuppers. They don't have 400, 500 cups. They just have one. Everybody drink out of the same cup. I never had a whole lot of problem with that as long as I drank out of it first. But they do the one cup of thing. But what we've said about that was that he bound the content, but he loosed the cup. He bound the content, but he loosed the cup. It don't mean how many cups you got, as long as you got the same product in that cup, which is a wine for representing his body. And so we need to get back to what true worship is. And true worship starts with our singing. I've seen some songs, boy, that was just a tearjerker. Some men would come to church and they lost a loved one, or maybe it's just one of their favorite songs. Sometimes they say, "But Pastor, can you sing that song to them?" Sort of feeling that song, and that's what they do, And then when we get ready to, I still remember people trying to separate communion from the rest of the worship service. Now we're down to the most important part of our service is not the most important. Get over it. It is not the most important part of our service. It is part of our service. And I've known some people who would come to church just to take communion, and then they go on back home or something of the sort. And then when they get ready to separate that, they say, we've concluded our communion, and now we're going to take up a contribution. No, emphasize as much on the contribution as you do with the preaching, as much as you do with the singing, as much as you do with the communion, because giving is just as important. We just make that sort of like today's call. So next time we talk, I'm going to mention that to you too, that no prayer is not the most important part. It is a part. No, communion is not the most important part. It is part of it. Preaching is not the most important part. It is part of it. All that we do when we go there, and you need to get that in your head, all that we do when we go, it is collective thing. All of that works together. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And I hope you have a super-duper week.